This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
From Gibel Omed Aleph 17 Shuras up from the Bar comments. It goes on the Machlekes of Chizkiah and Rebbe Abohu. Chizkiah says, wherever the Torah says Lo Ye Ochel, it means both Israel and Israel. But if it doesn't say Ochel, it just says Yochal or Yochlo, it means only Israel, not Israel. And Rabbi Abohu says, always any language of Israel, or Sechlu, or Yochal, any language means both Israel and Israel. Unless we have some limit to say that it's mutav hanga. Talk that over. By the Gemaran, I chomet, the Rachman Omer lo ye ochel chomet. So according to everybody, Chizki and Rabbi Abohu, it should mean both Israel and Israel. The time you learn the voice of a Yerisei Aglilu Emel, Tamei Alatzmaha, wonder with yourself. It means you yourself should ask yourself a question. Hey, Chomets, also by Hanoi Kol Shiva. How can Chomets be also by Hanoi all 7 days? Even though the Torah says you have to get rid of your Chomets, who says it's also by Hanoi? Let's say if a Goy has Chomets, and you happen to be in his house, and you want to have Hanoi from his Chomets, not eat it, but just to rub yourself with the chametz, anoint yourself with chametz. So why should we also be hungry? So we see Rabbi Yisrael clearly does not follow the both Rabbi Abohu or Chizkiah. But according to both of them, Ye'ochol surely means Yisrael hungry. So why does Rabbi Yisrael disagree and say chametz is not also be hungry? Say that. And for the Gemara, Shan, the Osef is different there in the case of chametz. The Omar Krovo Lo Yehoe Lechos Oya. Now I should say Lo Yehoe Soya, since it says Lecho. So Rabbi Yisrael takes us to hint that it's yours. The Soya is yours. You can have a Noah from it, only you shouldn't have it in your possession. It would be in the possession of a Goy, you can have a Noah. Or if you found it in your possession during Pesach, you have a right to sell it. As long as you get rid of it, but the Hanoi is mutter. That's what the basic middle there. So the lechor is mutter by Hanoi. So although otherwise it should be also by Hanoi, because lo yochal according everybody needs his Hanoi. But the lechor, the basic middle takes as a limit that's mutter by Hanoi. Shall for you have, it should be yours. The Rabbonim who say Chomets is also Be'anoia, what did they do with Lecho? They say Lecho means this, Shelecho Iyatoia, you have no right to see your own Chomets in your possession. Avo Atoia, Shelecho, but Chomets of Goyim in your possession, you're not able, if a Goy happens to be in your place and leaves over some Chomets, and you're not responsible to wash it, Goy just left it there without asking you permission. You're not able, you don't have to get rid of it. That little chomet is your chomet, you're able. Or shall go there, if it's chomet of hegdish, you're also not, it's not yours. That's where the little chomet comes. But not to say chomet is mutter b'hamoy. So now we have a machlekes, what the little chomet, by lo yeroe the chomet, so it means. Of Yisra'el means, say it means yours. You have permission to have a moya from chomet. And the Chachamim say, no, the Chor means only your Chomets, your Eva. But Chomets is not yours, you're not Eva, say that. Once more, the same thing. The Chachamim say that Chomets is also the Hanai. And the fact that it says Lechor comes only to say that when are you over Baal Yeroi for having it in your possession? Only if it's yours. If it's not yours, you're not over. But it's also banner, in any case, whether it's yours or whether it belongs to a goy, it's always also banner. But the avera is, if it's found in your possession, it's yours. If it's a goy, it's chometz in your possession, you're not over. But also banner, whether it's yours or a goy's. That's what Rabbi the Chachamim holds. Rabbi Yosi says, you're over for having chametz in your possession, but hanoe is muter to have hanoe even if it's your chametz. Only I ask the kashi, if you can't have it in your possession, how can you have hanoe from it? So I gave two illustrations. If it's in the house of a goy, and you happen to be in his house, you won't have hanoe from his chametz by smearing it on yourself. Rabbi Yosi clearly says it's muter. Or if you found chametz in your possession, your own chametz. So if you get rid of it, you can sell it to a goy on Pesach. Because it's mutter to have a goy from it, according to Rabbi Yosi clearly. Even your own chametz you can have a goy. And the chametz say, no chametz you have a goy on Pesach. So once more, the lecho, according to Rabbi Yosi clearly, comes to tell us it's mutter to have a goy. According to the chametz, the lecho comes to say you're not oivel unless it's yours. Say it once more quickly, and we're going like this. The Edith and the other one, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does he know that you're not over on having comments of a goy in your possession? Because he uses up the lapor, who says, Mutter v'anoy. So he says, Trei lapor ksivit, they're written two times lapor. So one lapor comes to say, yours to have anoy from it. The other lapor comes to say, that only if it's yours, you're over. But on the comments of a goy, you're not over. The Edith, and the Chachamim, what do they do with the extra lachor? One lachor they use that you're able on yours, but not on the goy's. But the other lachor, what do they use it for? So they say, we need two times lachor. Chad, one to say, benofi sheki bash, a goy that you conquered him. Chad, benofi shalokib, a goy that you didn't conquer. That means, when it's a goy that's under your dominion, so I might say, there, maybe you're over. No, so like this. What is it going not under your dominion and under your power? So I said, there, you're not over. He has promise of his. Because he's independent. But if a god that you conquered, let's say, if the Jewish people are the masters of the land, so a god, if he has promise in your possession, you should destroy it. And you're able to keep it. So he says, no, even though it's a god that you conquered, so you're not able to have chametz. That's why I need two lachos. Both to tell you that you're not able to have chametz of a goy. But there's no pasuk lachos to tell you it's mutter b'hanoy. Say up to you. Either. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what does he answer? If you need both lachos for two kinds of nochrim, so how do you have an extra lachos? He says, Mutter Bahanoi. He says, Tolosul Hoxi, there are three lachos written in the Pasha of Chometz. So one lachos comes to say, Mutter Bahanoi, and the other two lachos come to say that Chometz of a goy are not Eva, whether Kibashta or Lo Kibashta. Either, or the Chacham answer, how they use up the three lachos? We have three lachos, and they use up two for Nochi shikibash and nochi shalokibashto, so the third lachol is superfluous. Would that come to say that's mutter b'hanoya? They say no. What does it come for? Chad b'seil v'chad b'chomes. You need one lachol to say you're over if you have soil in your possession, and one is by chomes. That means this. And it tells you that when you shalcho atareh, which it's not yours, you're not Eva, so we need two psukim. One to tell us you're not Eva on your you're not Eva on the sale of a goy, and Eva not Eva on the chametz of a goy. What kind of goy? So you have two psukim. One is chametz of a kibashto, one is chametz of a goy shalok kibashto. So So therefore, all three psukim are used up by the Chacham as follows. You have one pasuk that tells you that shalcho atoreh, what you can have in your possession, chomes is not yours. That's by soya. Another pasuk says by chomes. Soya and chomes, two different things. Soya is like yeast, not fit to eat. Only it's fit to cause other dough to leaven. And chomes is what's fit to eat. And the Gemara says elsewhere, we need two psukim because one has chomes, I would say, you're over on it, but it's fit to eat. But soya, not fit to eat, maybe you're not over. Or I would say the opposite. Soya, you're over because soya is so powerful that it's able to cause other things to leaven. But chomes, which doesn't cause other things to leaven, maybe you're not over. So you need both. So something is here, by soya and by chomes, two psukim, that you're not over if it's not yours. Now, what does it mean, not yours? So you tell the two kinds of a goyim, kibash and not kibash. That's how I use up all the vila for sitting. Let's say the machlekes of Rabbi Yabov and Chizkiya. The machlekes are not. Now, what is the machlekes again? Chizkiya says, whatever it says, lo sefalo, does not mean isha hanoi. Only in the exceptional cases where it says the ochel. Otherwise, lo yisoflu, lo yechol, does not mean isha hanoi. And Rabu says everywhere it means isha hanoi. But there's a lashon of achila, it's isha hanoi too. Unless the exceptions that we learn. So now let's say that's a machlikas at hanoim. We learned as follows. The Torah says, chelev, the chelev of a behema, to eat it is kores. Even a kosher behema. The parts that are called chelev is chayev kores. But the Torah tells the chelev of a nevele you can use for your purposes. Now chelev, you're also the malach. It says you can use it for every kind of malach. Now let's talk about chelev of a nevela. So Ma'a Talmud, why does he have to tell us that? That the chelev of a nevela you can use. She'yocho, now because there are two things. He's telling us you're also the and you're also the malach. He's telling us first you can use it for malacha, and adding with a lechol something extra. All malachas. Now he explains. Sheyachol, because I'm able to think without that pasuk, without the lechol. If I just said, Ye'osel limalachol, I would say limalachas goveya yemuta. If you need it for goveya for hegdish, the Torah permits you to use a chelev for the behemah. For hektish purposes, maybe you can use the chela. It says, Yosha Limlocha. Limlocha has heard you, Yosha. But if a private party wants to use chela, I would say to me, Yosha. Therefore, it says, Talmudimah, Lechol Malocha. You know how to disagree. So anybody who wants to use chela, even chela, or Venezuela, it's mutter entirely to use for anything at all. So he uses that posik to be matir chelev of nevele b'hanoi. That's what it adds up to. Is matir chelev of nevele to have hanoi from it. The chomel of anybody can use it for anything. For smearing, for lubricating, chelev is mutter to use. So Rabbi Yisrael Glila needs a pasuk to tell us that chelev is muta b'hanoi. And Akiva, he learns a different shot. He says, for hanoi, we don't need any pasuk. No reason to say chelev wouldn't be muta b'hanoi. I understand myself that chelev is muta b'hanoi. So what's the pasuk coming to say, you also the home alone of a different purpose entirely? Sheyocha, I mean, well, the thing, chelev nevela, after nevela is mitame. So I might think the chelev of there is also metame. So the pasuk is coming to say that the chelev is not metame, only the bosa That's a chiddush going to Rabbi. So to say it's mutzah b'ano Rabbi Akiva, so we don't get any pasuk. The reason to think that chela or the rebbe is also b'ano, but the Torah is telling you that it's toher. So you, I might think l'mlech has had it, you hate toher. To use it for private persons, it's toher. When you smear the wheels of your wagon with the chela, yes. L'mlech has gavei hatame, to use for hegdish, I might say chela is tame, I might say actually chela is tame. Because it comes from the veil. The veil is metame, so chela should also be metame. The chela is metame. Talmud lema, the whole malacha. There's no tumah at all, even on chela of a dead animal. No tumah. So now we see that Rabbi Akiva does not require a pasuk to tell us the chela is muta b'hanoya. And Rabbi Yisrael does require a pasuk to tell us the chela is muta b'hanoya. So Rabbi Yisrael, he says, the tumah, the tara, the isekha. Don't need a pasuk, the tumah, the tara. Why not? It's a different question. But he holds, we don't need a pasuk to be metaya chela of an eleva. That I would know myself, it's toya. He says, chela is not bosa. It's only the bosa of the veil is metame. Chela is not bosa. So chela is not metame. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. So what does the pasuk come for? And he says, the whole malacha. Ki isaka, when do you need a pasuk? The isa or the heta. It means to tell us that in a matter of isa or heta, it means that it's muta to use. It's muta to have angoya from the chela of an avela. So it means that ordinarily I would say the chela of an avela is also by angoya. But now that the Torah came and said yosa l'homolocho, it's muta chela of an avela by angoya. And the Kiva says, Isa v'heta v'l'tzorecha. Don't need a pasuk to tell us in the matter of Isa v'heta means, is it permitted or not permitted? Certainly it's permitted to have a noy from chela. So what's the pasuk coming then? Ki yitzlocha. When do we need a pasuk? The tumah v'tahara. Now the word is going to conclude from this that there's a reason why each one says what he says. But first say up to here. So what do we see? Av Yesha Gula holds. You need a pasuk to be matzah hanoya, otherwise it will be osa. But Akiva also says, don't need a pasuk to be matzah hanoya. My love, isn't it? All come here, please. My chalek is in this. Abyeisak lili sabal, wherever it says lo sohlu mashme, it would mean bein isa achil bein isa hanoya. And that's why in the case of chelem nevela, the chelem also, when did the pasuk come? To say anything about the veil, the mishre, the nevela b'anoyedosa, to be matel nevela. So it tells you the chel of nevela is muta b'hanoya, but if the Torah wouldn't have told you that, you would say it's also from the seichel. Rabbi Akiva saw about isha achila mashma. Any language of achila, if achila means only isha achila, isha anoya lo mashma. So I don't need any pasuk to tell me that chela is muta b'hanoya. He also came. Why did the pasuk come? The tumah v'tahara, to tell us that it's not tumah, even though it comes from the veil. Say that. So the more I wanted to say, the machlekes was if lo sofla means isa hanoya or not. And the more law, I can say there's no machlekes in that. The cool arm, I can say, everybody holds low sochlo and mashma means bein yisachil, bein yisachil. So what's the machlekes then? Why should Rabbi Akiva not have to say that it comes to be matter b'hanoya? If low sochlo means yisachil too. The hochlo, behold, come here, but here the machlekes of Rabbi Yisachil and Rabbi Akiva isn't something else. When the Torah was matin nevela, the Torah said that the nevela, you can sell it to a goy. So the Torah was matin to have anoya from a nevela. A pasuk, you can sell the nevela to a goy. So we say, he puto. The nevela was muta, because you're talking about the meat of the nevela. The meat of the nevela, the Torah said you can sell to a goy, so the meat of the nevela is muta b'hanoya. But chel bo v'gid aloi hutro. But the chela and the gid were not included, because ordinarily people don't include chelev in the basar. It's the basar that people are interested in. The chelev is used usually for other things, for commercial purposes, for greasing, lubricating. So therefore, and the ghee also, the ghee hanoshe, that's a hard, inedible tendon. So when the Torah said, you can sell it, it says like here, you give it to a ger and he should eat it. Oh, you can sell to a goy. So you're talking about things that you're told to eat. And what do you sell to eat? You sell the bosa of the nevela to eat. But the chelev and the ger usually not sold to eat. Therefore, when the Torah said you can sell it, it didn't refer, this permission to sell it did not refer to the bosa and ger. So we have no heter hanoya on chelev and ger, only on bosa, not on chelev and ger. So again, he says, Kishahutra Nalelo, he Hutra Nalelo itself, the bosa was muta to sell. So the bosa is muta ba'anoya. But chel bova gidale hutra. So you have no place where the Torah says that the chelev and the gidale muta ba'anoya. And therefore, since I don't know that the chelev is muta ba'anoya, so the chayis tzachor, when do we need a posse? Yehose lechol malacha, the heta anoya does it. It comes to tell us that you can have the anoya from the chelev. So again, from the fact that the Torah permitted you to sell the anoya, I would not know that the chelev and the gidah mutab anoya. But the Torah is talking about selling your bosa. That's why you need a bosa, that the chelev of the anoya, ye also the chol malacha, it's mutab to have anoya from it. That's how Rav Isaac Little burns. So once more, everybody holds lo sechlo means both Isa Achila and Isa Noi. That's how we can say. Both Rabbi Yisaglir and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yisaglir says, since lo sechlo means you can't have Anoi either, so where do I know you can have Anoi from the chelev of an Avela? So you must say, from the fact that the Torah said, Ye'ose kol malacha. But from the fact that the Torah said you can sell an Avela, that doesn't prove you can have Anoi from the chelev. But selling doesn't refer to the chelev. That's why you need a pasuk to say that the chelev yosef homelach. But Rabbi Akiva saw about kishuut on the veil. When the Torah permitted to sell the veil, it permitted to sell the whole business. Chelev of the gidah nami yudra. We have in mind to sell the chelev of the gidah also. So we have already an open limit from that you can have anoy from the chelev of the gidah. The fact that the Torah said you can sell in the veil, which means the entire Nevela, including the Chelev and Yid, shows that the Torah is Matir Hanoi from Chelev and Yid. And therefore, the Chayisa, when he did a Pasik, he also a Homolocha, not to say it's Mutab Hanoi, but the Tumor and Tara, who did also, where it comes. So now the one wants to say that the Machlekes is not in the question of if Lo Sechlo means Yisrael Hanoi. I can say both hold Lo Sechlo means Yisrael Hanoi. The Machlekes is in a different principle. Where the Torah was matia and the Avela, was it matia only the Bosa and the Chelev and the Gid left open for further discussion? And if you need another pasuk to be matia the Chelev? Or do you say no, when the Torah is matia, the Avela is matia everything, even Chelev. So don't need any pasuk to tell that Chelev is mutar b'anoya. Say that aside. Now this pasuk, Chelev Nevela Yehoshe Lechol Melocha, all this talking about Chelev Nevela, we learn incidentally that Chelev of a kosher behemoth is also Mutar Melocha. Although Chelev is also to eat, even from a kosher Yeshachten behemoth, Shchuto, how do we know it's Mutar to have Anoy from it? So this pasuk, the Chelev Nevela, he also the home of Imlach Nevela, so surely Chelev of a Shuta is surely also. But we need that pasuk. Without that pasuk, I wouldn't know, because they say you can't eat Chelev. So I would say it means Isa Hanoya too, with the principle we said, these Tanoim hold both, that Osechel means Isa Hanoya too. So the Chelev of a Tahoya Shuta will also need a Heta. And this pasuk, when it says Chelev, of a nevela, Yosel Homolocha, it will also help us to know that Chelev of Shchut is Mutter Bahana. Just talk about that one point. And Rabbi Akiva, who holds Kishihutra Nevela, he the Chelva of Gidahutra, when the Torah permits you to sell a Nevela to a Goy, it permits you to take money not only for the Bosser but for the Chelev also. So we see that Chelev of a Nevela is Mutter Bahana. As Rabbi Akiva knows that Chelev is Mutter Bahana, so Chelev of a Tohela is also Mutter Bahana. Again, according to Yitzhak Lili, who learns Yehoshua L'chol Malacha, comes to say Chelev of a Nevela is Mutter Bahana, so Chelev of a Tohela, surely Mutter Bahana. According to Rabbi Akiva, it says, Kishihutro Nevela, so that there was Matia, the whole Nevela Bahana, even Nevela, even the Chelev of Nevela. So the Torah's matter, Chelev and Avela Banoe, so Chelev of Ishkut is surely Mutter Banoe. Say that. The next piece will just begin, we won't have time to finish. That it was Ashkechan Chelev, the Shah Yerahmarana. We find that Chelev, the Torah's matter Banoe. It means, according to Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, it holds, Kishihut van Avela, Chelev of Egida Lehutu. Only Chelev is a pasuk. Chelev, Nevela, Yosel, Homolacha. But what about the Gid? El Gid, name should you say that it's Osir Bahanoia? Will you say that? Again, Rabbi Yisrael clearly holds. Kishihutra Nevela, only the Bosa was Mutter Bahanoia. But the Chelev and the Gid were not mentioned to be Mutter Bahanoia. They're not sold. So the question is, Chelev, we understand, is Mutter Bahanoia, but the pasuk says, Yosel Homolocha. You mean to say, Gid Anosh is Osir Bahanoia? And for the Gemara, one tell, a boy is a wish you can say, how can I make it? Osir, Osir. According to Yisrael Glili, Gid Anosh is Osir Bahanoia. Not only about the veil, any Gid Anosh is Osir Bahanoia. When the Torah was Matia and a veil, it wasn't Matia, the Chelev and the Gid. Only the Chelev subsequently the pasuk was the Yosef Homolah. But Gid no pasuk came and it remained under the Isha of Lo Sotlo, Laken Lo Yotlo. So Gid is also Bahanoe. What kind of Gid? Gid of an Avela or Gid of a Torah? That's one shot. That's what Yosef Gid holds. Gid and Nosh is also Bahanoe. He brings every which you can say, my Silo, he brings with the Kalvachema. He has a Kalvachema to say that Gid should be Mutter Bahanoe as follows. Umad or Chelev. Shown his chorus to eat chela. Still muta bahanoe, the pasuk of that, yosel homolocha. Gid shein on his chorus, it's a lot. But kol shekein that gid is surely muta bahanoe. That's where I have to stop. He said it himself. On the same line of the Gemara, where it says in Tosfos, my beinayhu, Rebbe Shimon de Osa, ikel emifra. Kav gimel amed beis, Rebbe Shimon de Osa. This is on the Pasuk where it says that Gid Anosha he should eat. Al Kain Lo Yochu B'nei Yisrael as Gid Anosha. So the question is, does that mean also Isha Hanoya? And we learn Shaleach Odom Yerech. Even though there's a gid in the yerach, so it means it's muta to give him a present, a gift of a gid hanoshe. It's muta b'hanoe. So the question is, why is it muta b'hanoe? Is it the language of Isa Achille, which means Isa Hanoe, according to Rabbi Abahu? So my answer is, Kishehutro Nevelo. The Torah said that an Avela you can give or sell. Although there is a of an Avela to eat. So we see that the Torah, despite the language of Isa Achila, is Matel, the Chela, and the Gid Bahanoe. Kishirut an Avela, he the Chelva, the Gid, or Hutra. The whole thing was Mutter, I said. And therefore, it's a teres matter to give to a goy or sell the chelev and the gid of an avela. So we see that gid is mutabhana. Now the Gemara asks a kasha. Above we said last time, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chelev was mutar, but not the gid. The Torah was matar chelev, but it says a pasuk, chelev yosel l'chol malacha. So Yossi Aglili says, from this pasuk you learn that chelev is mutar b'hanoya. Now, why does he need that pasuk to say chelev mutar b'hanoya? But he holds, when the Torah is matir, a nevela is matir only the bus of the nevela. So he didn't talk about chelev and the gid. So since the Torah is matir only the bus of the nevela to sell, to have anoia, we need a pasuk that is mutar to have anoia from the chelev. Yosel homolach. So now the Moras, according to the Yisraeli, who holds that the heta, to have anoia to sell or give an avela, did not include the chelev and the gid. So, by the chelev, we know it's mutar b'anoia because it says, "Peres haposik yosel l'chol malacha." But how do we know that gid is mutar b'anoia? That's a question now. So, once more now, question according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says when the Torah was matir an avela, it was only the bosa. Tera was matir to sell. He didn't speak about the chelev and the gid. The chelev, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, is mutar b'anoia, but the Tera says a pasuk. Chelev, ye osa l'chol malacha, it's mutar b'anoia. But how do I give it mutar b'anoia? So he said a kal v'chema. Here's where it starts now, today's gemara. He said, ma do chelev, which is koras to eat. So the Torah is open pasuk. Yosel homol that's mutar b'hanoya. Then gid was only alive. Surely is mutar b'hanoya. I say it once more, then you repeat it. The question is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds keshehut and avela. The Torah wasn't speaking about the chelev and the gid. Only was matar to have anoya from the basa. And the chelev we know is mutar b'hanoya from the pasuk yosel homol, but the gid we have no pasuk. So how do I know that gid is mutar b'hanoi? So he said that kalvachem mada chela, which is chayev kores, eating it. So it's mutar b'hanoi. Gid is only alive, is surely mutar to have anoi. That's how Rabbi Yossi Aglili derives that gid anos is mutar b'hanoi. So you can talk that over. Now, frag the Gemara, if there is such a kalvachem from which you can learn that gid anos is mutar b'hanoi, so Rabbi Shimon, holds gid anos is also b'hanoi. What does he answer this kal v'chema? Again, the kal v'chema was madach chela, which is chayev kores. So this mutar b'hanoi, gid which is only alav, surely is mutar b'hanoi. But Rabbi Shimon said gid is also b'hanoi. What does he answer this kal v'chema? So he says the ikir mifa. We can refute the kal v'chema. And we can say, what's the case with chelev? The chelev is mutar b'hanoya. Shekein huta miklolu eitzel chaya. Because by a chaya, chelev was taken out of the generalization of Esau. Chelev of a chaya is mutar. Only chelev of behemoths is also, of cattle and sheep. But chelev of a deer is mutar. So we see chelev is more lenient. That's why chelev, even of behemoths, although it's also, but mutar b'hanoi, because chelev is more lenient. Where's the leniency? In the case of chaya, chelev chaya is mutar. Terim abegid shelo huta miklol eisol chaya, because a gid im abachaya, a gid anosh is also to eat. Since it's also to eat, we have no reason to say that gid is more lenient than chelev, and say mada chelev is mutar b'hanoi, so gid surely mutar b'hanoi. In a certain sense, Gita is stricter than Chelev, because Chelev of a deer is mutter, whereas the Gita of a deer is also seder. The Eidah, and the other one, Rabbi Yishak, really, what is the answer to uphold this Kalachema? He holds that if Chelev, which is Chorus, is mutter b'anoy, then Gita, Anosha, which is only Alav, surely mutter b'anoy. What does he do with this Pircha of Rabbi Shimon that refused and said that Gid is stricter than Chayla, because Gid of Rabbi Chaya is also, whereas Chayla Chaya is Mutam. So he answers, what are you bringing in? A foreign subject of Chaya, we're talking about Behemoth. The Behemoth, we're talking about Behemoth. The Behemoth means, by Behemoth at least, Lo Ishtari, we don't find that Chayla is more Mutel than Yid. So therefore, in the case of Behemoth, Chelev is Osha and Yid is Osha. So we say, Ma the Chelev of Behemoth, forget about Chaya, Ma the Chelev of Behemoth, which is Koras. Still it's Mutel Behanoeh, it's Yosef Homolocha. Then Yid of a Behemoth, which is only Allah, surely it should be Mutel Behanoeh. And don't bring me in Chelev of a Chaya to confuse the Kalachema. Kalachema is limited to Behemoth. Again, Ma the Chelev of Behemoth, which is Koras. Still, it's Muta Banoe, then Gita of Behemoth is only Allah, surely it's Muta Banoe. Now, first say that, there's something to finish up. Now, the question arises, good. Rabbi Yishak limits the Kalachema to Behemoth. And by Behemoth, he learns that Gid Anosha Behemoth is Muta Behanoe. What will he hold, however, about Gida Bechaya? Will he say it's also Banoe? But there is no Kalvachema to make it Muta. Talk over the question. Now, in Mesich Techulin, in Per Gida Anosha, Zamachlekes, Rabbi Shimon says Gida Anosha is also Banoe. He makes no distinctions. Chaya Behemoth. And the Hacham say Gid Anosha is Muta Banoe, no distinctions. Chayav Behem. So those who permit Gid Anosha, not only have a Behem that permit, but a Chayav too. But the question is, where do you get it from? If we see here, Rabbi Yishak limits his Kalvachema that permits Gid Anosha Banoe, limits it to Behem. Ma do Chayav Behem, which is Chorus, is Muta Banoe. So Gid Anosha of a Behemoth is only Allah, but surely Muta Banoe. But Bachai don't have the Kalvachema, because Chelev of Bachai is Muta entirely. So there's no leverage. So how does you know that Chelev, that Gid Anosha of Bachai is Muta Banoe? And this we know he holds that it's Muta Banoe. So hold the finger on the line, look in the taste for this. The Behemoth be a low Ishtar. The Behemoth be a low Ishtar. You can't ask the Kasha, the Gid Chaya me a Litzah. The Gid of Achai at least should be also? No. This answer the Kiva in the Shel Behema, Lo Mitzvah Behanoe. Since this is already established, according to Rabbi Yishak, by Kal Behema, that the Gid of Behema is not also Behanoe, and he came and he says, Lo Yechol, it's written by Gid Anoshe, Bachila Davki comes, talking only about eating. But there, when they said you shouldn't eat Gid Anoshe, not talking about what kind of Gid it is. All kinds of Gid are included in Lo Yechol. You don't have any extra positive chaya behema. So that positive yoichol, now we learn, it can't mean that it's also by noah by behema. Well, yoichol, by the kalachema. I mean, the kalachema that they give is muta by noah. So therefore, for chaya, there's no reason to say it's also by noah. Where will it come to us to learn that lesser shall chaya by noah? Again, our text answers as follows. Once Rabbi Yishak clearly established by means of the Kalvachema that Gid of a Behema is Muta Behanoe. So Gid Shel Chaya is included in that one Isha, Lo Yechlo. Doesn't say Chaim Behema or Chaya. And since we know that Gid of Behema is Muta Behanoe, so we see the Lo Yechlo does not mean Isha Anoe. So it doesn't mean Isha Anoe Bachaya either, because all Chaya and Behema are included under the same law of Lo Yechlo. Say that. Baita. Michta, all other place Michta. Find a place in your mind. Now, just to remind ourselves what we learned last time, Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Abu had a machlekes. Chizkiya held that the words lo ye ochel means iser hanoi. Not only you can't eat, you can't have hanoi. If it says lo yerchlo lo sehal, it means only iser achila. Rabbi Abu says, makes no difference. Lo ye ochel or lo yerchlo lo sehal. Any language of achila that's osa means iser hanoi too. And so the Gemara was looking for examples where there would be a difference between them. Where would it be that according to Chizkiya it would be Muta Ba'anoya and according to Rabbi Abu be Osa Ba'anoya? According to Rabbi Abu, many things should be Osa Ba'anoya because Isra Achila is found everywhere in the Torah. So the Gemara found in every case a Heta. Rabbi Abu has a Heta, it's an exception. This is an exception, this is an exception. So all the cases where you found Isra Achila, it's the Torah makes an exception. It's mutter to have anoia too. It's mutter to have anoia. So it comes out there's no difference between them. Because by chomez of Pesach and Sher Haniskel both agree it's osa b'anoia. Whatever reason it is, we won't go into that right now, we'll soon see. Chomez of Pesach, Sher Haniskel both agree it's osa b'anoia. The other place where it says Yisrachil is mutter b'anoia. So what's the nafkemina? What the reason is? So Chizkiya said the reason is because it doesn't say lo yeochel over there. It just says lo sochlo. It means smut et havanoe. And Rabbi Abu says, no. Every losh nachila means isra hanoe. But in each case, there's a lima that tells it smut et havanoe. So the question is, in practice, what's the difference between them? Now inside the Gemara asked Kasha, Mirde, let us see. Osvinu called Hanikra, we asked the Kasha in all these psukim. Vishaninu, and we answered them, Chizkiya and Rabbi Abu and my pligi. What's the machlekes between them? They both agree what's muta banoe is muta banoe, what's osa banoe is osa banoe. Different reasons. Yeah, different reasons. Chizkiya says they're all muta banoe because they don't say lo ye or hail. And Rabbi Abu says they're all muta banoe because the Torah gives us in each case a lima that is muta banoe. So what's the difference between them? In the Maizah, say that Kasha said. This is a halfway teres. It's not a teres, really. It's only a halfway teres. The answer is, there's a machlekes, how we learn certain things. Although here's also still no answer. What's the difference between them? Not answering what's the difference in halacha between them. We're saying a difference in the way they learn, the way they arrive at conclusions. Machlekes is b'chomez b'pesach halibe d'rabban. Rabban hold chomez b'pesach is also b'hanoe. And Sher HaNiskel, Aliv Divrei Hakol, Sher HaNiskel is also b'hanoe. We're going to everybody. Chizkiya derives it from Lo Yeochel. Because the Torah uses that expression, a specific expression, Lo Yeochel. That's why it's also b'hanoe in these two cases. Because in these two cases, it's Lo Yeochel. And Rabbi Abu, he learns it from Nevela. By Nevela, the Torah says it's muter to give it to a Yeah, to sell it to a goy. So we see that elsewhere we have Isra Achila, it's also Behanoi. The Torah is Mata Nevela Behanoi to let us know that elsewhere Isra Achila means Isra Hanoi. So therefore Isra Achila is written by Chomez and Pesach. Sher HaNiskel means Isra Hanoi. So once more. Chizkiya says, by Sher HaNiskel, Chomez and Pesach, says, Lo Ye Ochel. Oh, that means Isra Hanoi. And Rabbi Abu says, we learn since the Torah had to give a heta to have anoia from the veiler, or the only said you shouldn't eat the veiler, but seichel called the veiler. Still, we give a heta to have anoia. So we see everywhere else where you don't have any heta, like Sher HaNiskel and Chomez de Pesach. So the Isra, when it says you shouldn't eat, it means Isra HaNoia. So when I said that doesn't answer our question, we ask what kind of difference in halacha is there between them? And what you're saying, there's no difference in halacha? Let us see. Bein lamal, bein lamal. According to Chizkiya, according to Rabbi Abahu, Asurim Banoya. Chomes the Pesach on Sheran Eskola. Asur Banoya. My Benaya. What is there in practice a difference between them? That one should say this certain thing is Mutaban, this may say Asur Banoya. And for the Moyike Benaya, the difference would be Chulin Shinishka to Bazore. Yeshech Chulin. And the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash. It's also to do. And the question is also Bahanoya or not. Now, why is that the difference between them? As follows. Before we start, by Nevela, the Torah says you shouldn't eat Nevela. And the Torah asks, Lakelev Tashlichen Osir. But you can throw it to a dog, which means you can have Anoya. Lakelev Tashlichen Osir. You can throw it to a dog, you can have Anoya. Now, we can say as follows. The Torah saying, "Lakela tashlich os." Only this is a case where isa achila, you can have anoya, throw it to a dog. But in the case of sher aniskel and chomer de pesach, you can't. So that's one way of deriving that it's also banu. Or any other place where you don't have any heter achila. All those places we have isa achila. Or also Banoi, because by Nevela it says, Lakela Tashlichen Oisei, this, Oisei, this you can throw to a Kela. But nothing else. All other Yisurim are also Banoi, just because they're also Bachila, also Banoi too. Or you can say, Lakela Tashlichen Oisei comes for a different purpose. We'll soon see what it comes for. Yeah, inside. Piski Soba, Lo Ye Ochel, a specific expression. Therefore, limutehani, it comes to exclude sheranisku and from the pesach. Because there it says lo yeochel. So these two, we don't need any limit other than this. That's enough limit to say that also banu. It says lo yeochel. So what do they do with kela tashlichen oisai? To say only this you can throw to kela. All other things are also banu. We don't need a sheranisku from the pesach. Because there it says lo yeochel. Also comes the limutehul shenis basara. Polish and Israel Azor is also Bahanoya. Again, because Chizkia says Lo Ye Ochel is a specific hint that it's also Bahanoya. That's what's written by Chomer de Pesach Lo Yochel. Moshe Anishma says Lo Yochel. So these two are also Bahanoya without any outside help. The mere fact that Lo Yochel is enough to let us know they're also Bahanoya. So what's the pasuk by Nevela, when it says, Lakela Tashlichen Oso, come to say, Oso comes to exclude what? It comes to exclude something else. Full the Shendishma de Bazar. Oso, only Nevela you can throw to a Kel. Nevela is with the Banoi. But Full the Shendishma de Bazar, also Banoi. First say that, please. But Rabbi Rabo holds there's no difference between Lo Ye Ochel and Lo Yechol. If that's the case, by Nevela, and the Torah says, despite the word, you can't eat, still it says it's muta b'hanoe. So I would learn from the Nevela that Shera Niskel and Chulin Shinish and Chomer de Pesach should also be muta b'hanoe, because it makes no difference the fact that here it says lo yochel, here it says lo yochel. Because the Torah, it makes no difference. All Isuri Achil are the same thing. It would mean Isa Hanoya. And still by Chomer, by Nevela, there is Matya to have Hanoya. So I would learn from Nevela to share on this called Chomer to Pesach too. That's what he says, like Kela Tashlur Oso, Oso, only Nevela you can throw it to a Kela. But Chomer to Pesach and share on this called also Banu, you cannot throw it to a Kela. Again, inside now. Rabbi Abo, so he holds, Oso comes the Mutiani to exclude these two. Chomer de Pesach and Chulin Shnishlo and Sheran Ischol, you shouldn't learn them from Nevela. Just like Nevela is with the Banoya, they're also with the Banoya. No, also come to say only Nevela you can throw to a Kela, but these two you can't. They're also Banoya. So then, how do you know about Chulin Shnishlo de Bazor? He says, for that you don't need any pasuk. Chulin Shnishlo de Bazor, love the rice. It's not yesu midrash at all. Not yesu midrash at all. So don't worry about Isa Hanoi. It's only Takonis Chachamim. You don't need a pasuk about Takonis Chachamim. So according to Rabbi Abohu, the osa that's written by Nevela comes to say, although Nevela is muta b'hanoya, despite the fact that it says lo sochlo, so chametz of Pesach, asher anishko, despite the fact that also a language of achila there, still you might think you're learning from Nevela as muta b'hanoya. No, osa only Nevela you can throw to a kel and not do. Now, how can you learn about Polish and Israel Bazo, and so you don't learn anything about it because it's not Menatevah Osho Seder. Chizkiya holds Chomez of Pesach and Sheran Israel, since it states Lo Ye Ochel by both of them, that expression means Isra Hanoi. And he does not need Osho that's written by Nevela to tell us that. So Osho comes to say that Polish and Israel Bazo, that's Osho Banan. And Ababo says, the fact that there's little Yochel is no difference from Lo Socho. So I would say, just like Banavela said Lo Socho, and it's Mutar Ba'anoia, I would learn also Sheran Nishkel, and from his best also Mutar Ba'anoia, despite the fact that there's Yisra Vachila. That's why the Osa comes to say, only Banavela is Mutar Osa to throw to Kela. But Sheran Nishkel, from his best, it's Osa to throw to Kela, have any Anoia Ba'anoia. Says once more briefly, because now a new sugya begins where they're learning the same thing from other psukim. For say up to you.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.